Well, I think it's outrageous that a very senior minister, somebody who's been in government before, is central in terms of the Fine Gael party, has answered a very considered question as to what would happen if there was a rejection of this treaty, and said that they would seek permission to run the treaty again. And I think that's a clear indication that the mask has slipped now and the true intentions of Fine Gael have become clear. This isn't the first time that the Fine Gael have made such a statement. Minister Shatter, Justice Minister, refused to answer the same question earlier on in the campaign. And it just shows that Fine Gael and this government want to bully the Irish people into accepting this referendum. And if they don't get their way, then they will bully us once more.
If this treaty is rejected and the government asked the electorate to vote a second time, would there be legal obligations here?
No, the problem is that the government have the right under the Constitution to put the question to the Irish people the second time, the third time, the fourth time or the fifth time. Whether they have the right or not is a separate matter. The fact is that it would be completely inappropriate, and it just shows that the contempt that this government has for the Irish people. So I think people who haven't made their mind up, particularly at home, need to understand that this government is trying to bully in, and it's important that you get out to the polling stations on the 31st of May and vote against this treaty, because it's bad for your interests, bad for Ireland and bad for Europe.